Good morning. You're listening to FloraDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Howard Brodsky, the co-CEO of CCA Global. How you doing, Howard?
Kemp, I'm doing fine.
Good, good. Thanks for being on here with us. Just spent a little time with you a couple weeks ago down in Houston at your annual convention for Carpet One and Flooring America, Flooring Canada. One of the questions I wanted to ask you, you know, as you were making your rounds, and I noticed you do a lot of, you know, talking to the members. What did you learn when you were talking to them?
I think our members are generally upbeat and positive. It continues to be a wave of an economy where you get there's a couple of weeks of good business and a couple of weeks of so-so business. Mm-hmm. So I think we're not seeing a linear improvement as I think in all industries, frankly. I think across our economy, it's very much of a sort of a bumpy ride. Mm-hmm. And I think it follows very much to the stock market. I think there's a lot of following when the stock market going up, people feel more comfortable in big purchase items, and I think there's more confidence. And I think when the stock market goes down, and I think the stock market is in such an uncertain state, I think the consumer has a lot of uncertainty.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think consumers are cognizant of the fact that the stock market is usually a six-month future indicator on, you know,
yes,
how things might be in the future. And so this up and down in the market has got everybody a little jittery.
Right, but I would say generally our members have learned that they've got to do well in this environment because this is what we're living in. Mm-hmm. And so I think everybody has trimmed their expenses pretty well and are learning to do okay in the numbers that we're dealing with right now.
Well, you know, I talked to both Vinny and Eric, you know, about the count, just the membership count, and actually your organization seems to be doing very well. I mean, you've lost a few through this financial downturn, but you've been able to fill back in, and it sounds like your membership count is about where it's always been.
Yeah, we're pretty steady, pretty even, yeah, which is, I think, considering the economic climate, is we're very, very happy with.
Yeah, well, I got to admit, when I talk to your members, they all love what you bring to the equation. They realize that they could not bring the type of marketing resources that you bring to their equation. Let me ask you, one of the things you do is you poll the consumer. You spend a lot of money on research. What does your research tell you about how the consumer buys flooring today?
Well, I think two things. I think in general, we've gone from a world of people buying wants to people buying needs. So people buying what they need today, and that's different than it was 3-4 years ago. I think people had a lot more dreaming and bought whatever they dreamed about and wanted. And I think people, and I would say the other thing is that everything right now is a considered purchase. You know, it's something they spend a long time on and they want to think about, and they give a lot of deliberation, more deliberation maybe than in the past. So I think there's much more thought process, and I think the consumer just generally is more value-driven, and that's not just the low-end consumer. I think even in the high-end consumer wants to make sure they're getting value. The high-end is still buying very good goods, but I think they want to make sure they're getting value.
Yeah. And is the consumer is out there and needs, because their floor is worn out or they've decided they do need to buy flooring, that process is a longer process now. I mean, they go to more stores and they do a lot more analysis, don't they?
Well, they do. I think there's two things. First of all, the consumer definitely is going online more to mm-hmm. research before they ever walk in a store.
Right.
And that's just occurring more and more on every product category, and I think floor covering fits right into that part of a major purchase item. People don't have a real comfort level on understanding all the intricacies of buying floor covering, so they're going online to get information. Mm-hmm. And then they're probably taking a little bit longer in the purchase cycle, although still it's, you know, relatively speaking, the purchase cycle is not a long cycle once they decide that they're in the market.
Okay. And they're coming, they're going to the home center. I mean, a lot of times that's just part of what they do. They go there, and I guess because they realize they can look around without being bothered. I was able to sit in on a meeting that you had there, and they said that that was definitely part of the process.
Yeah, no, I think, you know, a lot of people, the home centers are on people's shopping lists. Not everyone's, and I think, you know, the higher end of the market, probably the home centers still are not on the shopping list. The middle-low home centers are on most shopping lists.
Right. Well, you know, you brought up during one of these sessions that the home centers are getting ready to get into some people estimate a $24 million ad buy promoting flooring as they go through this Stainmaster versus Martha Stewart type nylon deal.
Yes.
Do you think that's going to be good for the whole industry?
I think it's great. Mm-hmm. I think it's absolutely wonderful for the whole industry. I think the more advertising and marketing to the consumer about floor covering, the more all of a sudden maybe it'll change a little bit from purely needs to some of the wants, because then maybe they'll say, you know, my carpet really doesn't look good. Look at this. This one's having promotion. And I think one thing we know traditionally, home centers do not have the highest close rate. Mm-hmm. So a lot of traffic in the category generally is good for a good retailer in the market.
Yeah.
And so I think generally it's going to be very good for the whole industry.
Yeah.
And for those people that are really smart, it's going to be better.
Yeah. Actually, I was talking to one of the executives of one of the major mills, and he's calling it the Dalton, Georgia Recovery Act.
Well, he might be a little bit close. I think it will stimulate demand.
Yeah.
I think it absolutely will stimulate demand, and I said I think that is good for everyone.
That's right, because the Carpet Ones and the Flooring Americas of the world, they know how to differentiate themselves without talking about the competition.
Yeah, no, I think we have a very aggressive marketing campaign for the fall,
mm-hmm.
and I think we'll be our members will be in a great position to compete against the Depots and Lowe's and their upcoming battle with each other. And I think it's, as I said, that they're having a little battle with each other, I think, I'm looking forward to it. I think it's going to be very, very positive.
Yeah, good. Well, hopefully when we see each other again in the fall, we'll be looking at a little better uptick in the market. Let me ask you.
I like that called the Dalton Recovery Act. I think that's a positive thing. Yeah. I love that. Maybe Obama could take that up.
Right. So I am going to see you in the fall. I want to talk quickly about that. You're coming down to a golf tournament, the FCIF golf tournament, and I believe that's in September. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, it's September 22nd. We do it annually. It's now the Allen Greenberg Golf Tournament. We named it after Allen.
Right.
And all the money goes to the FCIF, the Floor Covering Industry Foundation, which helps those people that are in critical illnesses, that really are at their financial wits, that have no money to really deal with their crisis that they're in. And we've been supporting that for, I think this is going on the seventh year for the golf tournament. We've given over $1 million to the foundation, and we generally raise about $140,000 to $150,000 every year for that. And it's a wonderful event. It's at Marjorie Gardens. It's a wonderful event with suppliers and customers and a lot of our executives from our company, and a good mingling for a great cause.
Well, I look forward to seeing you in September in Georgia, and I appreciate you spending time with us this morning. Again, we've been talking to Howard Brodsky, co-CEO of CCA Global, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar from FloorDaily.net.